Hollywood erupts after Trump commutes Roger Stone's sentence, treason. By David Ng on July 11, 2020. Hollywood celebrities flew into an apoplectic rage on Friday after President Donald Trump commuted the 40-month prison sentence of Republican operative Roger Stone. A slew of entertainment figures accused the president of breaking the law, calling him a criminal, disgrace, and a little stinker. The White House said in a statement late Friday that Stone was now a free man. Roger Stone is a victim of the Russia hoax that the left and its allies in the media perpetuated for years in an attempt to undermine the Trump presidency. There was never any collusion between the Trump campaign, or the Trump administration, with Russia. President Trump tweeted Saturday morning, "Roger Stone was targeted by an illegal witch hunt that never should have taken place. It is the other side that are criminals, including Biden and Obama, who spied on my campaign, and got caught." The commutation doesn't change Stone's conviction for making false statements during a 2017 testimony to the House Intelligence Committee. Stars including Rob Reiner, Alec Baldwin, Mia Farrow, Bette Midler, and Chelsea Handler expressed their disgust with President Trump in a series of angry tweets. But none mentioned the fact that President Barack Obama commuted more sentences than any other president in U.S. history, including Chelsea Manning, the transgender former Army intelligence analyst who gave classified information to WikiLeaks. Anti-Trump filmmaker Rob Reiner was positively livid on Friday. "You can free Stone, Flynn, fire prosecutors. It won't help. You're going down. You're a sociopath, a criminal and a moron. You're gonna lose in a landslide then go to jail," he tweeted. Actor Alec Baldwin tweeted that he has no doubt that there are other crimes Roger Stone may have committed. Actress Bette Midler called the president a little stinker and Stone a little shit. Star Trek actor George Takei compared the president to the villain Voldemort from the Harry Potter novels. Actress Mia Farrow concluded that President Trump is only trying to protect himself by commuting Stone's sentence. Author Stephen King tweeted that every time you think the orange man has hit the gutter, he bounces lower. Star Wars actor Mark Hamill tweeted out a series of vomiting emojis in response to the Roger Stone news. Comedian Chelsea Handler sarcastically tweeted, "It's Friday, which means it's time to commute a convicted criminal's sentence." The West Wing star Bradley Whitford trotted out the Russia collusion conspiracy theory one more time. Comedian Mike Birbiglia warned that President Trump will now attempt to steal the election illegally this fall if we don't stop him. Actress Amber Tamblyn declared Trump's move blatant corruption. "Commuting Roger Stone is less about Trump's friendship with the con man, and more about how much he can get away with, right in front of us." Follow David Ng on Twitter at @HeyIt'sDavidNG. Have a tip? Contact me at dng@breitbart.com.